As is typical for the Sunday of the annual meeting of the parish, instead of giving a sermon at this time, today I will give an annual rector's address regarding our former year just past 2015. Now, the role of the church is to be the praying, praising, teaching, and serving community of Jesus Christ in the world. The work of the church is, safe to say, serious work. And I and all the leaders in this parish take our responsibilities here at Grace very seriously. Life in the church, I believe, should also be joyful, even fun. And while I've loved being your rector since the day I arrived in 2010, I don't think I've had as much fun as I did in 2015. I wasn't around in 1915. And that's because in 2015, by the grace of God, we experienced many joyful new beginnings that give me great hope for the future of Grace Church. For the past couple of years, for instance, we had been talking about doing a small group program, and the Spirit finally led us to launch a pilot series in October. Now, Grace Church, as you will know, unlike many parishes, is not primarily a village or neighborhood church. Most of us actually live outside the city of Providence, and almost all of us pass at least one other Episcopal church to get to Grace on Sunday. Now, we rejoice in that geographical diversity. It's part of what makes Grace Church one of the most diverse Episcopal churches in the nation. But it also means that we don't bump into our fellow parishioners during the week in cafes or supermarkets. And for many of us, we can't easily stop by the church on our way home from work on Tuesday evening. What that means is that a small group ministry is especially well-suited for a church like Grace, as it brings parishioners together in groups of eight or so in people's homes for a shared meal and an opportunity to read the Bible and share fellowship together. It's also an opportunity to realize that someone you know from church lives right down the block from you. We're beginning a four-week Lenten small group series this week on Friday, and I hope you will all consider taking part in this holy season of Lent. You can sign up after worship this morning right in the back of the church. Now, we also in 2015 completed the first and possibly the most crucial part of our ambitious building project, restoring the exterior of our historic church. This phase of our building project was a bit like eating our spinach. Not the most exciting, perhaps, but absolutely necessary for the future of the body. A year ago, as some of you will recall, we literally had streams of water raining into the church as the winter ice began to melt. We have now repaired and sealed the church building so that we can ensure that it is here for generations yet to come. Now, to fund that crucial project, we undertook in 2015 the first capital campaign at Grace Church in a generation. With the help of our consultant, CCS Fundraising, we set ourselves an ambitious goal of $1.25 million to raise, to which many of you have made generous pledges over the past year. To date, we have received pledges totaling $1.05 million. So to reach our goal, we're trying to raise another $200,000. As part of that effort, we've begun meeting with people that I sometimes refer to as Grace Church alumni, those who have attended Grace in years past but have moved away, or people whose families have been part of our parish for generations but are not active members themselves. This stretch is a bit like the final couple miles of a marathon, or at least I imagine it is. I don't like to run. If we do reach our goal, and I'm hopeful we will, it will be because everyone did what they could to support the future of Grace Church. If you're here today and haven't made a pledge to this campaign, please do so. There are pledge cards on a small table by the baptismal font at the back of the church. And if you have any questions about the capital campaign, please feel free to call on me anytime. As most of you know, however, restoring and preserving the exterior of our historic church was only one part of our vision for Grace Church in the 21st century. The second phase was the creation of a new ground-level gathering space for our congregation. We had initially hoped to make our entire campus fully handicapped accessible. As we gathered more and more data, however, that turned out to be prohibitively expensive. But working with our architects, we've been fine-tuning the project so that it would give us new ground-level parish hall with adjoining kitchen and bathrooms, a reception area, and a cloister garden facing Westminster Street. I won't go into too much more detail right now, as the architectural plans are still in progress, but by April, we plan to share with the parish the final plans currently under review by our architects, builders, and our architectural review committee, myself, Senior Warden Polly Daly, Liz Wheeler, and Spence Harbor, who will give you an update after this service today. Not only will this project be the first new construction at Grace Church in half a century, it will be the first new building to come to Westminster Street here in downtown Providence in decades. We pray and expect that it will be a blessing both for our own parish and for our neighborhood and city. I've spent the last few minutes talking about buildings, but the church, of course, is not the building. The church is the people of God gathered in the name of Christ. The word for church in the New Testament is really translated from Greek as assembly. So what matters more than anything else in the life of the church is the people. And we have been blessed by many new people coming to our church in 2015. That is certainly true of new parishioners, and if you are new to us in the last year, welcome. We're glad you're here. 2015 also saw the addition of two new wonderful staff members at Grace. Our parish administrator, Chris Barker, joined us just before Christmas, and our director of music, Vince Edwards, joined us in August. In the time they've been here, both have proved themselves be unbelievable blessings to our parish and a true joy to work with on this staff. At the annual meeting, Vince will share some thoughts with us about our music program, both present and future. And just a couple weeks ago, Reverend LaVon Seifert came on board as part-time associate rector, joining me and our priest associate, the Reverend Jennifer West, on the clergy staff, and I'm thrilled to be working with her as well. With these wonderful additions to our staff, it is with great confidence and indeed serenity that I prepare for my sabbatical this summer. As is common, my contract here at Grace provides for a 3-month sabbatical after 4 years of service. I waited a couple extra years, but it was well worth the wait. With Mother LaVon serving as priest in charge while I'm away, and with Chris and Vince providing steady leadership in their roles, the time seems just right. Also, we're hoping to begin construction on the new building as early as June, so I'll get to miss out on all that construction noise for the first couple of months. The Hike family will be in Providence for the first month of my sabbatical and then away in July and August in upstate New York and Cape Cod. And other than spending time with family and old friends, which is restorative and good for the soul, my sabbatical project will be to learn Spanish. Some of you know I love learning and speaking foreign languages, but have never managed to study Spanish, easily the most useful foreign language in the United States. About 12 years ago, I was speaking with my best friend from high school, and we were bemoaning the fact that our parents had, back when we were seventh graders, enrolled us in French rather than Spanish. We said, what was the point of that? So much more useful to you learn Spanish. What a waste learning French. And then about 6 months later, I got a job in France. My parents knew what they were doing, apparently. I will miss you all while we're away, but you will be in my prayers, and I will look forward to returning to Grace in September, completely fluent in Spanish, and excited to continue to be part of this unique and growing parish in the heart of downtown Providence, and to be with you all once again.